celebs, food, TV, parenting, fun things going on in Connecticut. Here's what's trending in our Star 99.9 feed today.
All right, it's Kevin Begley. On Tuesdays, we talk about food, my favorite day of the week, because I love food. So here in Connecticut, there's so many great places. And this week, obviously, Mother's Day is coming up this weekend on Sunday. So every week, we have Alex from CT Food Girly on, ctfoodgirly.com. You can follow her on Instagram, at ctfoodgirly. So Alex, I know there's so many great places here in Connecticut to take mom, but what do you think are some of the best?
There is so many. Hi, Kevin. So I wanted to start, I think, a little bit close to home, with Cafe Amici in Hamden. I actually had my first job here as a bar back, and I know that they always do an amazing brunch buffet. It's $40 a person. You get a complimentary mimosa. There's good parking. Just moved their restaurant across the block. So it'd be really nice to take your mom there, look at the new location, maybe sit at the bar. There's also the Wharf, which is the Madison Beach Hotel. They're doing a prefix dinner menu. $97 a person. That'll be really nice if your mom doesn't love brunch to take her to dinner.
Nice.
Also, the library, the wine bar in Wallingford, they're doing a great brunch buffet too. $35 a person. You can bring the whole family to that.
I'm getting hungry just talking about these places. And as the CT Food Girly, you know, you're a foodie. Your pictures are amazing. I just get hungry scrolling your feed all the time. But you must have a spot where you're going for Mother's Day. Where are you taking your mom?
I do. I'm taking my mom to West Haven. It's this old-school Italian-American restaurant called Biangetti's. I've been once before, and it just had such an impact on my family. We really love going. Everyone's so nice there. And we're going to go for dinner.
Awesome. And that's a big part of it, too, especially with Mother's Day. You know, if you have, you know, memories from being somewhere, or just the atmosphere of a place, you know, how it feels, if it feels like homey.
Definitely. And, you know, all you really need is one good time, and then you always keep going back for the good food and the good people and the good service.
Yeah, definitely. Well, that's fun. It sounds like your mom's going to have a great Mother's Day.
She's excited. If she doesn't know about it, she will now because she'll be listening. But yeah, how about you? Where are you going to take your wife?
I know. I was trying to think of that. So I'm trying to plan. It's probably going to be like an early dinner. Like early afternoon. So I'm trying to think of a spot. We live in Milford. So, you know, it can be anywhere within driving distance, you know, from here, within probably like a 25 minute, half hour is the max because we have two little kids. But where would you recommend? Somewhere around this area?
Oh, there's a great spot in New Haven. It's Shell and Bones Oyster Bar and Grill. I know they're going to be open from 11 a.m. to about 10 o'clock p.m. for them, and they're offering specials in addition to their menu. So
oh, yeah.
That'll be a really good place. Right on the water.
Yeah, I've heard of that place. It's on the water. I think I went there a few years ago, but that seems like it would be a good Mother's Day spot.
Definitely. Especially somewhere you could bring the kids, you can dress up, doesn't have to be too fancy, something comfortable. It'll be nice to see the special that they offer too.
Right. Maybe I'll put that on my list. All right. Awesome. And, you know, not everybody's going out to eat on Mother's Day. So if someone really wants that homemade touch, if they want to cook their mom something at home, that's always something special. If you were going to do that, Alex, what would you cook your mom?
Ooh, I'm a big cook. My mom and I, we like to make homemade pasta together.
Oh, yum.
So I think I would cook in the homemade pasta maker, make some dough, maybe make some fettuccine or penne. And I think I would do some vodka sauce, something simple. So I'm not in the kitchen all day. A salad, maybe chicken cutlets. Those are easy. Some garlic bread. I think that'd be the perfect meal for everybody.
That sounds awesome. So if I wasn't going out, I think I would make pizzas in our backyard because my wife got me a pizza oven last year for Father's Day. So I've been on this crazy pizza kick with this crazy pizza oven that we have. So I think I'd do a bunch of pizzas if I was going to cook for Mother's Day.
Yeah, that'd be perfect too. Get all the toppings out and everyone can make their own personal pizza for Mother's Day.
Right, exactly. So everyone enjoy Mother's Day wherever you're going, if you're staying home and cooking or if you're going out. If you missed any of that, we're going to post it at star999.com. And thank you to Alex from CT Food Girly. Check her out, ctfoodgirly.com, on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, probably all the socials, right?
All the socials.
All right, thanks, Alex. We'll talk to you again next week. Happy Mother's Day weekend.
Thank you. You too, Kevin. Happy Mother's Day to all the moms out there.